B-Pod Studios.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for our weekly visit with Mr. Everything himself. Bob Ryan Report is on the air. Bob Ryan Report is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, an experience you can bank on. Well, Bob, these are heady times in which Boston sports fan live. Amazing. How do you feel about everything by now, Bobby?
Well, my first thought is, raise your hand if you took the under.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, and this is, I'm thinking of, you know, I like to preach. I know people get tired of it, and I don't blame them. But I like to preach about why it is so, I won't say important, but useful and the benefits of being a sports fan. Because you get rewarded with the surprises that you never dreamed of.
Yeah.
And in this case, this when they were 2-2, when they lost that crazy game in Miami, when they got beat by Detroit, when they, you know, you said, okay, this isn't the year, okay, you know, and then, but remember what I kept telling you though, as we had the build up to the Super Bowl and to the playoffs. Now, Super Bowl, excuse me, they're playing their best ball. It's the dream scenario that every team in every sport, the goal is to be playing your very best when the important games come,
yeah.
And it's exactly what they did, and it began with the Buffalo game on the next to last week of the season. But we all said, well, it was Buffalo.
Yep.
Then they beat the Jets, and they looked really good. And we said, well, it was the Jets. And I was one of them. You know, okay.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, yeah.
Show me something against the big boys. Well, did they ever. I mean, think about the road they had. The first, they beat the Chargers, who were a high-powered team.
Yep.
Then they went on the road to Kansas City. And what are we all saying about that?
I know.
If they only hadn't messed up that Miami game, the game would be in Foxborough.
Yep.
And we figured, well, and they pulled that one out. And they wound up beating the two best offensive teams in the league with a defense. And the thing I kept thinking about Sunday, if we had this defense against the Giants twice and against the Eagles, we'd be 9-0.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Super Bowl.
You're right.
This is the best defense since the 2004 or 05 teams. And certainly it was the best defense. And they put on their very best performance in the Super Bowl. I mean, what more could anybody ask for?
So, Bob, how important is Dante Scarnecchia?
He's vitally important. First of all, I believe he belongs in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
I think that there has to be a concerted push on a part of influential people around here, you know, to see that he gets nominated for the Hall of Fame as the greatest assistant coach in the history of the league. He goes. He's played under six different coaches. He's coached under six different regimes here with the Patriots. And remember, he came out of retirement. They begged him to come back because the offensive line needed fixing. Oh boy, did he fix it! His value is immeasurable. He's a very important part of the puzzle.
Okay.
Oh, I just want he answered the question. I'm like, who is that, and what does he do? But he's
coach.
Yeah, all
right,
he's the
offensive line coach, LB, and he's coached other positions before, but he's become the offensive line whisperer. He's a guru,
okay.
and he just has a touch, and he has a knowledge, and thank God he's coming back. He's 71, coming back. Anyway, so there's so many good things we could talk about. Let me just throw this one out there. We all know that there were candidates for the best actor in the performance, in the lead role in that game, right?
Right.
Edelman got the official award,
and
blah, blah, blah. But I'm going to give you the guy who definitely was the best supporting, the guy who would be holding the football Oscar as best supporting in that game, and that is the punter, Ryan Allen.
Okay.
Ryan Allen put three punts inside the 10-yard line in that game.
Wow.
And was just on his game as much as you could be. Possession game, he really set the table for them.
Do you think Edelman, does this lift him to Hall of Fame status?
That's the big dialogue now. I would it's still borderline because his regular season numbers aren't that huge, but he is so disproportionately great in the playoffs. Only the legendary Jerry Rice has caught more passes in the postseason than Julian Edelman, and I think there's going to be a case that will be made. I certainly never would have thought about that before the Sunday, but now a lot of smart people are talking very seriously about that, and that'd be great.
Do you feel that Gronk may have played
his
last game?
I want him to quit. I want him to quit, and I don't want him to risk anything more. I think he's given everything he can. He's had three back surgeries before the age of 30, which is very, it's really something. And I just worry that some cheap shot's going to take a shot at the knees someday, and because little defensive backs can't bring him down legally. And I just think he's given everything he can give. He's the greatest I'll just repeat it for the millionth time. If we were lining up playing a game for our defense of the planet against invader, the loser of this game goes into servitude for all eternity.
Yeah.
One football game. I want him. He's the tight end. He's the greatest tight end who has ever lived.
Yeah. Really?
Yes, really. Boy. He won't have the career numbers because of, you know, Tony Gonzalez, who just went into the Hall of Fame, will be that accurate, and he deserves that. But if you had to ask who could play the position better than anyone ever played it, you know, in his peak performance, it is Rob Gronkowski.
Gotcha.
Real quick, because I know I just want to get in an NBA question because the trade deadline is today. And I know Anthony Davis's dad doesn't want him to play in Boston. Are we going to see anything happen today?
I doubt very seriously that anything will happen with New Orleans. And the thing I think, I urge you to read Gary Washburn's analysis of the Globe today. I agree with Gary that you don't need to sacrifice everything on heaven and earth when you've got for a guy who probably would not stay here, and it would be foolish. He's a great, great player. He's a transcendent player. There's no question. But I don't think you want to risk everything. But more talent. They've got talent. They need this talent to gel. They need to stay healthy, be healthy as the playoffs, and do what the Patriots did. Play your best basketball in April and May and June. And I love the team that we have. I love the talent. No team in the league has more good players, 1 through 10, than the Boston Celtics. The trick that Brad Stevens is still trying on a daily basis to solve is how I get them to all mesh and accept playing time, accept roles, and so it all works together properly. They have enough raw talent. Now, not to beat Golden State, because nobody's beating Golden State.
But next year,
if Kevin Durant has left and if Klay Thompson has left, Golden State drops down into mortality, and then we can talk.
There you go, Mr.
You,
Everything, Bob Ryan. Okay, do you have any shameless
plugs?
Yes, points?
I do. The Bob Ryan, not Bob Ryan, the Sports Reporters Podcast with Mike Lupica and Mitch Albom. Tomorrow morning, airs every Monday and Friday, and then it'll be Around the Horn on ESPN next Tuesday. You can circle that one on your calendar, 5 o'clock ESPN.
Got it. Hey, talk to you next week. Have a great one, okay?
Bye-bye.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.